Welcome to the Blessings of Christ. It is the sixth day of February, 2022. Oh my, days and years are rolling on, and we are privileged and pleasured to roll with them. We come for the blessings because we know that there's always a way. We, with the help of God, can make it better. And we are here also to offer our gratitude that in ways we could never have expected, it was made better for us. So we are a community. It's not just me as a host. And you can always find Yeshua. He's at your side. You just need to ask for him, and he's there. But we come together here as a community because we have learned that we magnify the blessings for one another. And as we send out a unified, synchronistic voice of prayer and desire, optimism, hope, and faith, everything is just magnified, made better, and brought more directly into our life. So we come here for one another. And we have a wonderful community. I love every one of you, and I'm so glad you're here. I want to welcome those who have not been here before and just say that the only thing expected from you is just your willingness to receive the wants of your heart and your prayerful attendance into this joining of loving hearts and loving spirits to bring forth blessings, which now include you. We never ask for a monetary contribution. We have a button on our website where you can, if you like. And always, well, not if Glenda forgets to push the record button, you don't get the recording, but almost always. Let's say about 360 days out of the year. All these, well, we have not that many Sundays, but of all the Sundays we are here, most of them are recorded. So if you miss one and you just want to know what people said or get in a place of receiving it for yourself, even though you couldn't attend, a lot of people do that because actually, the Holy Spirit is the carrier of the blessing. And there's no time and space for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in all time and all places. And sometimes all you just have to do is make a connection. Hearing what we said, hearing the gratitude or the request of other people, it just puts you in that place. And then you meditate and people have received really awesome blessings for doing that. I know there are a lot of people around the world who just cannot afford to be on this call. And that's the way they go. They tune in at the time of our blessing and be in a prayerful state. And then they listen to what was said later. And it works great for them. So if you happen to be one such person, let's just say you might be on a business trip or be in the hospital for a while. You can do it that way. You know, God doesn't have any boundaries. Neither does the Holy Spirit. And Yeshua only waits for you to call him. So that's really about as simple as it is. And we welcome you always to be here. We always get more people on the call. We started out with about, I think, 17 people on the call, and now we're getting pretty close to 60. And before it's all over, we'll have more than 100 on the call because a lot of people just don't either have the time to spend an hour or they don't want to be out the telephone charges for that long. So they come to receive the blessing. And then they play it back online to get what people said. And see, that's an okay way to go. I'm just trying to every now and then I think it's a good way, a good time to just reconvene on how this works. And you don't have to do anything except relax during the blessing and not cross any of your body parts, because you're going to be receiving energy. And we don't want to go from left to right, right to left, and weave through your body. We want it to go straight through your body. So that's really about it. Just be here. Bring your heart. Open your soul. Relax your mind, because your mind doesn't know what to do. You wouldn't be here if your mind knew what to do. It would have already fixed the problem. Or maybe you're just coming to rejoice. And a lot of people do that. That's what I come for most of the time. So before we get into calls from other people, I just want to get you tuned in to my life briefly. As you know, I have been traveling on along a pretty rugged river for quite a while, moving down the pathway of my life. And sometimes it's been white water, especially the last few weeks. It's been very white water, and it will be maybe close to waterfall conditions next week, because this is the week I pack and my life goes into moving pods sitting on my driveway. I will be moving on next Monday. I'll be on the road, and I don't think I will have an active computer next Sunday. So I have requested our dear blessing giver, friend, and minister, Nancy Vreeborg, to be hosting the call. I'll be here with her because I can call in without running the board. But Nancy's going to be running the board. So I want you to come, give her a good support, and cheer her on, because I may need Nancy on the board for a couple of weeks till I get set up again. The way it looks, I'm probably going to be in a hotel for a couple of weeks, because I still don't have a place to go. And I think God's letting me get there and make a first-hand decision, because I got lots of needs to be met. I've got my cats. I've got my business. I need a prayer room. You know, I need a place that is large enough to store my paintings. There's a lot of things that other people just can't discern for me. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love and your support. And for all the great cards and birthday presents that came on Friday for my birthday. It was so sweet, and I loved everyone. And just thank you for remembering me. And I'm kind of ready to go in free space now, not on a timeline where annual recurring events are not so important. It's more important to be here in free space, moving on through all the years I have left, and hoping there's a lot of them. I've got lots more creative work to do, and lots more I really want to do for our community building, for our church, and for Yeshua, to help us get good feet on the ground and a running start on a new configuration for our church and our future. So thank you for all your support, your blessings, your prayers. It does make a difference. Oh, and amen, it makes a difference. I'm going to turn us over to our loving community now, because it's always good to hear from who's got a voice to contribute. And don't feel like you have to. You know, there are a lot of people who just really don't want to make the conditions of their life public. That's okay. We respect that. And they don't even want their name to be brought on the board. We respect that. And you don't have to be here, because Yeshua knows everybody that's here. And you don't even have to voice, because He knows your prayer before you even pray it. He knows your needs before you even ask it. The nice thing about the people who do come on the board is they give us all a sense of what it feels like to be grateful, and to be in a state of request and faith and desire and expectation. It kind of helps everybody to feel these different energies that are brought into the room. So we're going to open the line now to Rhonda. Rhonda, hello.
Well, Glenda, I just wanted to wish you a belated birthday. So I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you, and I had your birthday card, but it did not get in the mail.
So, okay. I'm sure I got the blessing. And that's what matters most.
So, yeah, I just wanted to let you know that, and that I'm keeping you in my prayers as you go through the next several weeks and, you know, maybe or who knows, you know, how long, whatever it takes for you to find your perfect place. And that's all.
Thank
that's,
you.
That's all for me. Yes. Blessings,
I think there is a perfect place, but I probably have to be the one that points it out. So, you know, I've been wondering, why doesn't it appear? And then all of a sudden it dawned on me, okay, I got to be up there, and I've got to make the choice. All right.
Yeah.
You know, it takes us all a little while to figure things out sometimes.
Right, right. Well,
even with help on our shoulders, we sometimes don't listen. Do you have a blessing to ask for, Rhonda?
You know, I just want to focus on your move is what I'm going to be asking for the blessing. Yeah.
Oh, thank so you. I love that. Yeah. I appreciate that, too, so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And bye-bye. We have Elizabeth. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday for Friday. I hope my card got there in time. And I just want to put you on the blessing list for everything that was just said, that your soul will lead you to the perfect place in the perfect time, and everything will move with ease and grace for you in this coming year. And to thank you for the blessing that you've been in my life, and I'm sure everyone who's on this call can say the same thing. I just wish you every good thing that you can absorb, every blessing that you can take on, I wish for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I know giving it with your whole heart, I can feel it. And I didn't get your card yet, but won't it be great to have my birthday reborn on Monday?
Absolutely. Yes,
that's
indeed.
The great thing about late birthday cards. You know, you get to celebrate again.
Exactly. And with the mail situation, I posted it early hoping, because I'm in New York, and I knew it could take a week or more or even two to get to Texas. So, but obviously it's meant to come. Just keep your birthday rolling on.
Oh, thank you. And with all this cold weather, who knows? I mean,
yes, exactly.
Mail could be frozen up in a warehouse in New Jersey. So.
Exactly. That's right. So it'll get there and hopefully just bring a smile on the day it gets there and you get it.
Oh, I'm sure it will. Thank you, dear. I appreciate that. Love you so much and everybody. Okay. Well, I'm going to open the line to Wendy and Stephen. Hello, hello.
Hi, Glenda. It's Stephen. I didn't realize it was your birthday, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
God bless you. I wanted to ask a blessing for the Ukraine. That it's really been troubling me the last week. I was praying about it and Russia. And I don't claim to understand the politics of what's involved, but I really ask for Christ's blessing on that area of the world right now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my goodness. Well, I don't think anybody understands, because there's so many secrets under the veil about what is going on and has been going on, but prayers are most definitely needed. and blessings and holding them in a sacred light so that the best of the people involved can shine.
Amen. And I really hope for the very best to work out in that area. I also wanted to mention, you were talking about Bluetooth and handshake a couple of weeks ago. And there was a Texas, it was actually a Texas ruling in the Supreme Court that a business transaction was made on the basis of a handshake, and then it was reneged on, and then it was acknowledged by the Supreme Court that it was actually a binding agreement just because of the handshake. So,
Thank God. Oh, yeah. My goodness. You know, that is, that's actually incredibly good news and wonderful because it's reconfirming the importance of faith that we give to one another. You know?
I mean, I think it was about 30 years ago, but it made an impression on me. And, you know, it's such a simple gesture. And, you know, we don't think about that these days, but it's so important, you know?
Oh, it used to be the way business was done, really. I can remember back in my childhood, my father and mother did business that way. So it's not that long ago. Well, it may seem like back when the dinosaurs walked, but it really wasn't that long ago.
So anyway, I thank you for your prayers, and God bless you, and happy birthday.
God bless you, too. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's open some more lines. Jerome, is your head above the snow?
Yes. Hello, Glenda. Jerome.
Hi.
Hi, but blessings on your birthday. And are you leaving right away in the week, or will you be there for a few more days yet?
Oh, I'll be here a few more days. We are driving on a week from Monday. We're actually closing on Monday morning and then getting on the road. I will be all packed. The final packing will occur on Sunday with enough left in the house that I can sleep over.
So you're there for another week yet?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Thank God.
That's a prayer answered. Prayer is answered, but blessings with everything you do and everything with your life, and thank you for helping all of us to connect with Yeshua and the spirit of the universe. So keep up that, and I send just prayers for you that you get everything that you need. All right.
I'm sure that we will. And okay. Are there any blessings, special blessings for you?
Yes, blessings for me and my family. But for me and my family, we're doing great, too, and you help all of us. So I thank you for that, too.
Okay. And all logs right. on the fireplace.
All right. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, my friend.
You're welcome.
And Nancy, hello. Your line is open.
Thank you, Glenda. It's good to hear your voice. And I'm glad things have worked out so that you have this extra time. Everything works out the way it's supposed to. And I'm so grateful for you and for everybody on the call. And I wanted to follow up on what Stephen was saying about Ukraine. I was praying about Ukraine a couple of weeks ago, and it came to me to, I guess some people would call it establishing a thought form, but I was imagining a peace curtain along the border between Ukraine and Russia and other involved countries, and that curtain would radiate peace in all directions infinitely. And it's just been such a strong thing in my mind and heart that I kind of felt like maybe I could share it and others could help maintain that peace curtain and help with that situation, however we may be able to help with our energy. So
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a, and you know, those kinds of thought forms are powerful. They really
are. I know. They're amazing. Yeah. So I thought if other people felt like that was something that resonated with them, they might like to help maintain and improve the strength and the power and the love behind that peace curtain. So
right.
That was the blessing.
I will certainly join in on that.
Well, thank you, Glenda. And thank everybody on the call.
Well, that's something we all need is peace over there.
Yeah, well, everywhere, but...
Everywhere, but right now it's got all of our world a little bit on edge. And
exactly. And so we feel helpless because we think we can't do anything about it. It's so far beyond us, but that's not true. We can
help. It's not.
Prayer
it
and blessing. And we can establish the thought form of the peace curtain and improve it, improve the situation. So
there's no place the Holy Spirit cannot go.
Exactly. With God, all things are possible. And everything happens as it should and at the time that it should. So we just have to rest and hold the peace curtain on that border.
And I hope that we all, in every area of domain on this planet, learn something from this, that we are at a place in the evolution of our world and our shared community, where all of our differences have to be worked out without war, without belligerence, without force.
Yes. And in this case, we can raise the global consciousness for peace.
Yes, we can.
So,
we can.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Glenda. I appreciate your help and everybody's help. And I wish everybody a wonderful Sunday. Thank you.
Oh, I know there. You know, a lot of people are warming by the fireplace today, but that's okay. There's nothing wrong with winter as long as we stay warm. And it's been a good one so far. It's a real winter.
It is.
And,
it is.
You know, winters are charming in their own way. They really are. So
they are. It's easy for me to say in Florida, but they truly are. I miss watching the snow come down that beautiful white blanket of snow. It's so peaceful if you're inside and warm watching it fall in that beautiful silence and peace of the snow.
It's true. You know,
it
I grew up in North Texas.
Yeah.
I grew up in North Texas, and as a little girl, I would just pray for snow. I couldn't wait for it. We would usually get, two of them every winter. And there were, of course, two reasons I prayed. One is that school would close down. And the other is it was so beautiful, and we would get to go play snowboarding and snow things.
Uh-huh.
So, you know. When you have a joyful attitude, you can take on just about anything.
That's the truth. It is.
All right, Nancy. God bless you, and thank you so much for your birthday present and your birthday wishes and just for being such a valuable member of our community and our blessing group.
Goodness, Glenda.
Okay.
Goodbye. I know you need to.
Bye-bye. I'm going to. Oh, we have two Sarahs on the line. And, you know, your numbers are even similar. Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. But Eva was here first. I'm going to open the line to Eva. Hello, dear. How are you doing today?
Hi. I am back in the hospital, so I'm not doing real well. I was doing really, really well with my stroke and walking, and then I was feeling sick. I wasn't able to eat. So now I'm in the hospital, and they want to try to figure out what's killing me. They discovered I'm very anemic, and it may be because there's bleeding from the blood thinner that they were giving me. And so I'm not sure what's going on, but I really do want some blessings because...
Oh, yes. We pray on many levels for your blessing. One for your cousins, one for your healing, and one for the right diagnosis so that whatever medical science can do, they'll do it accurately.
I never did a disease. Yeah, they're going to do an endoscopy, which I'm not excited about. But he said,
and
obviously, an endoscopy, a scope of the stomach. Which I said I'm not very excited
about. You'll need to be asleep
said,
for sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he said I would be asleep. And
good.
So anyway, I hope this will be short-lived. But I was hoping they would real quickly give me something that would build up my blood and I would be on my way real quick. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen that way.
Well, we pray that when it's done, it's really done and done right. And then you'll be back home. You will be back home.
Yeah,
which
that's
is where you will regain your strength and your motivation for living. So many, many blessings are sent to you, Eva.
Thank you.
We love and honor you and want the best for you.
Yes, I know that, and I really appreciate that very much. And happy birthday to you. Is this the day?
No, it was Friday, but that's okay. I'm still
Friday,
getting far as wishes. So, you know,
right.
Looks like it's going to be like a 4-day birthday, which is fine.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate being a part of this community. Gives me encouragement.
We love you too.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye, Eva. For now.
Bye-bye. Yes.
Bye-bye. Okay. Sarah Crary, you're on.
Well, hello, everybody. Sarah from Amherst, Massachusetts. And it's good. Well, I'm on every Sunday, but I don't say much these days. Today, along with sending you all my love, I have two just quick blessing requests for myself. The first one is very immediate. I just, within the last hour, lost one of my hearing aids, and I cannot for anything find. It's got to be in this room where I am right now, and it's just, it's where I think I've searched everywhere, and I can't find it. So I'm trying to just relax and allow it to, turn off.
That's it. Relax and come back to it with a new perspective. And in the meantime, make sure you don't have any pets in there who could pick it up because they think it smells like you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because about 10 days ago, I suddenly was remembering and really sort of almost meditating on that phrase, let go and let God, and really wanting to take that to a deeper level of, how do you really do that? So I feel this is feeling like, okay, I get to practice that now.
Yes, you do.
Anyway,
and, that has
blessings for
that
me.
Is happening. Go ahead.
And then the other thing I'd like a blessing for is on Tuesday I'm going to see a throat specialist because I've had just a very minor throat issue, but it's been going on for 2 years, and I have no idea what's going on, and it's started to be a little more noticeable. So I'm hoping that this appointment will have some good results.
Oh, okay, good, good. So
yeah, and that's a little bit with my speaking voice, which has been a little bit of a
I can tell that. Your voice is a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was wondering if maybe you had a cold or something. So
I don't have a cold, but I think it's somehow tied in with whatever's going on with my throat, and I'd love to serve.
It probably is.
I doubt what's happening.
Well, I know my voice has been stressed, but then stress is the cause of it. So, I just drink more, put in a cough drop, and get down the road. But, both of your requests are on my list, and I just wish you the best in all of it. I have been challenged in a similar way in the last, I would say, well, ever since I've been on pain meds for this spinal problem I have, I'm finding that my attention is like on, 75%, sometimes on 50%. And I've lost a few things. Like, I couldn't find my cell phone. I looked everywhere for it. Came back, and there it was on my desk. And I went, oh, good Lord. I mean, am I really that far into decline? And I had to forgive myself for saying this, because it wasn't about decline. It was that I only had so much attention I could give, and it didn't occur to me to put that attention right in front of where I work, in the obvious place where it would be. So that's why I recommended you just relax, come back to it after you completely relax and let go. You'll probably find it's in the obvious place.
Well, I knew where I put it. I put it on top of a piece of paper thinking, oh, well, I'll see it there. And then I completely forgot and picked up the paper. And it's fallen off somewhere in the process of doing that. But.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love being with you today. I will be joining in the blessing. Yeah.
Okay, good. Great. Well, I hope you find it. I think you will. I believe
you
will. And you have great, great, good reports from your doctor. Okay, we have another Sarah, and I know who you are, dear, but we are blessed with Sarahs today. Your line is open.
There's an abundance of Sarahs. Aww.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Oh, and that's in Sarah Curry is in my beloved Massachusetts home state, and I'm now out here in Santa Cruz, California. Aloha, beloved Glenda and this beloved community. And I just want to send my love and blessings. And I want to ask for a special blessing for two of my students. One is named Andrea, and it's the anniversary of when she lost her little daughter. And I know it's so much mourning and grief. And a prayer for all parents, especially parents who've had that particular heartbreak. So a prayer for them, and a prayer for another student, and his name is Daniel, and he just really was very sort of hurt by earlier schooling, just teachers who didn't understand his sensitive, beautiful heart, and just a prayer for all teachers and students, and particularly that teachers may know just how much power, how much influence they have on the spirits of little ones, and so that they may treat them with so much love and dignity and compassion. Yeah,
that's right. Okay, and his name is what again?
Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
And I gather he's an adult now.
Yeah. These are both college students. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
And he's giving it one more try. It was like to be trusted to. I could just tell he has a little bit of trust to give me and hope. So thank you for those too that just keep a little bit of trust and bless that little opening.
Yes. A little opening is all it takes.
Really,
yeah, that's all it takes.
Okay.
Thank you for all your good work, your good faith, and your love. All right.
Yes.
We're going to open the line to Cynthia. Cynthia, welcome.
Hello. Blessings to you, Glenda. I am so happy to be here in this beautiful, loving community. And as I've been on the calls, back on the calls here, and just enjoying hearing all the blessings and praying the permanent victory in the light for all of humanity and this planet. I had a question one morning, and I woke up and I said, how can I be of greater service to not only you, Glenda, and Yeshua and this planet? One of the things that came through 2 weeks ago was Yeshua came through. I had taken your course on Yeshua health and wellness back in 2010.
Oh, yeah.
And I was reminded by Yeshua how important that is for this time. And I went back in and I started going back through it. And that's going to get really a little bit. It was so beautiful. It's so perfect for this time. And I just really loved, I know it would support everyone and you. And I have put out, I went out to my community and said, I would love to start a study group and start and ask everybody to go in. And I sent them the link to Yeshua Health and Wellness. And it fits so well for this time. And I send that blessing to all to really do that. And I love hearing that your blessings have been answered and your birthday. I'm so sending you lots of blessings for this new year for you.
Oh, thank you.
And, yes.
Yeah. Can I comment,
and
Cynthia?
I'm complete, yes.
Okay. Well, you don't have to be complete. I just wanted to comment before we lost track of what you brought up. The course she's talking about, Yeshua on Health and Wellness, is available as an archived, it's a webinar series. It's not just a webinar. It's got a number of chapters in it. And it covers not just about physical health, but mental, spiritual, emotional, living together. That's why she said it's so perfect for this time and place. And it is. And there's a corollary comment I wanted to make that really brought up something I do need to announce. That is that during the time I'm not able to service our store will always be open for all of our digital products, which include all of our archived webinars. If you're a ministry student, it's open for that. If you've purchased webinars before and you just want to go back and listen to more lessons, it's all going to be there. The store is open. It's just we cannot ship products after this week. After this week, it's going to be closed for that level of sales for probably about 3 weeks. I'll let you know. I'll let you know in the call and in our mailings when we're open again. As soon as I get a permanent residence, one of the first things I will do is find an employee who can set our business up and get us started, because we need to hit the road running, and I can't wait. I just cannot wait to get back to being with all of our services and our product line and with all of you in every way we can. I have been so, let's put it this way, in a different line of service for about 2 years, where I had to give my life to helping my husband wrap his life up and then deal with all the problems left behind and getting myself relocated. So I was at the service of other lives for about 2 years. So our store production was really on about, I would call, 50%. And I can't wait to get back to 100% when we can have webinars and maybe, God willing, a live seminar. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I just can't tell you how excited I am to be back with you. Running on the road, and I'm going to get my health all in shape. I've got 100% optimism and faith. It will be done. I just have to walk through the process. And sometimes that's all it takes, is just being willing to walk through the process. So we're all expected to take what comes our way with grace, with endurance and tolerance, and using it as an opportunity to learn about life and learn about what other people need for their compassion as they go through their issues in life, because we all have them. And if we just continue with the process, we get back to the light. We get back to the road running, and I can't wait. And so, Cynthia, yeah. I kind of need to say that while we were on the subject of
thank you so much for your love and blessings, and Yeshua, and all of you that are here on this call, and you know, who listen to it later and everything else. So thank you so much, and have a beautiful day, and safe move, and a beautiful new year for you.
Thank you, Cynthia. I will take that blessing. I sure will. And our last person in the queue is Anne. And Anne, I'm not sure which of our Annes you are, but you certainly are loved and welcome.
Hi, Glenda. This is Anne from Seabrook, Texas. I haven't seen you for a while.
Hi,
I love hearing from you. I just want to say a praise, gratitude. This week I was stopped at a red light, and I was during school dismissal, and a big truck rear-ended me and pushed me into the crosswalk where students were crossing. And by the grace of God, no student was hit or injured, and I'm just so thankful for that. I was pushed way into the intersection. So no other cars or no other children, no one was hurt but me, but it's just soft tissue injury, so I'd like to thank Yeshua.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
I am okay. I'm going to heal. Yes, I'm going to heal, and I'm asking for a prayer of healing that the soft tissue injuries will heal. And I'm so grateful that my bones were strong enough, that no bones were broken. So life is good, and all is going to be well. But I do thank you for the blessing, and I want you to rejoice with me that the children were all well sheltered and taken care of. So no one was hurt that was outside of my vehicle. So very grateful for that.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Well, I kind of lost my breath on that one. Oh, Lord, the angels must have been with you and between you and the children.
They were. And, you know, in every hardship, there is a blessing, and that was such a blessing. Yeah. So thank you. We love you, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Anne. And you take care now. We'll be sending blessings your way. All right.
Thank you.
And Nancy and Gary, hi.
Hi, everyone. Happy birthday, Glenda. We sure love you,
yeah.
And we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you, you know? So I know everybody feels that way on the call. I did want to share the blessing. Thank you, everyone, for your prayers for our daughter who delivered a wonderful baby girl 2 weeks ago, and little Zoe Simone, and mama and baby are doing great. So huge blessing, and I know everybody offered prayers for that. So thank you. We appreciate it. And as Glenda said earlier, I just wanted you to know I'm going to help her next week, and if I appreciate your patience, if anything is not as smooth as Glenda always makes it. So thank you, community.
You're going to do great.
Well, good.
I may retire and let you take over the call. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. We'll all share it together. How about we all share it together, community, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm just teasing. But, no, you're going to be great. You're going to do great, Nancy.
Well, I love you, and I do have another blessing. I'd like a blessing, a special blessing for our daughter, Jaina, in San Antonio.
Okay.
Don't want to go into any details, but just a showering of blessing for her life.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got it. All right, dear. And we'll be getting a double dose of you next week. Okay.
Love you all.
Love you too. Mara, you're on. Mara?
Oh, hi. Hi, Glenda.
Hi. Hey, we've been missing you, Mara.
Well, I've been on the call. I just haven't been saying anything, but I've been listening. I loved last week's call. It was just marvelous. And I was hoping that it would be recorded, and it wasn't, but that's okay. I mean, we get it all in one way or another. But I also want to wish you my belated happy birthday, and let you know that I love the idea of the Peace Garden prayer. I think that is so beautiful. That is wonderful. And I hope to keep that going, do my part in keeping that wonderful prayer going. And I am especially wanting to send blessings for Eva, if you're still on the line, I've been holding the good thought for you. And and then I would like to give thanksgiving for myself and my family, and ask for continued blessings. When I get into bed at night, I thank God for His tender mercy every night. It just, and I think of so many things so many blessings that come into my family and my friends, and I just want to make sure say thank you for that. I know so many of them come from this group, this community, of which I am very happy to belong. And Glenda, are you, have you decided where you're going to be? Are you going to be still in Texas? You just don't know where yet?
Yeah, well, for this coming year, I'm going to go back to North Texas, which was my home. And I've got so many friends there. You know,
mm-hmm.
It actually wouldn't be my choice of places to go from a geographical perspective. And I don't really like areas that are that congested or busy. But I've got so many friends there, and they want me to come, and they want to be there for me. And also, it will have some of the best medical services, which I will be needing over the next year in order to get this condition stabilized. So I figure it's a good thing just to go there, put down my roots for 1 year. I'll just be renting, not buying. And I'll get something that serves all of my needs. Probably go stay in a hotel for a couple of weeks until I find the right place, and then lock it down and be there for a year, during which time I actually put some thought on where I want to be the rest of my life. I'm not in a state of mind to make that kind of decision. And I think all of these delays have been God telling me, Glenda, you're not ready to make that decision. Let's get you into the next place where you need to be.
So I listen.
And you'll have help there from some of your friends.
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
I am so glad to hear that, Glenda.
I found a lot of wonderful places I would like to be, but I would be on my own, and I just don't think that's right at this point in my life. I've been down here for 6 years without an employee, and that has really, well, it's not just been wear and tear on my life, but it's been taking me away from the things I do best. I should be conducting seminars, writing books, painting paintings, creating new essential oils. I should not be running a business. That's not my best use, and that's not really what God created me for. I thought when I moved here there would be no shortage of people wanting to have a job in someone's home or small business. No, it wasn't. I never figured anything so wrong in my life. So,
well, it wasn't maybe so wrong as it was just to, it was a learning curve. More than anything, it seems to me. But
indeed. Yeah. Everything
but,
is.
Well, I just
it's not
so,
always what we want to learn, but everything is and can be a learning curve.
Right. But it is, I'm glad that that's what you're going to be doing for the year, because I don't know anyone on the planet that deserves a hand to come in and help out now and then. Hopefully a lot of hands. So,
good. Thank you.
That's kind of going to be my prayer for you. My blessing going in your direction is that you get plenty of help.
Well, thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, thank
you.
I
can't wait to get some help. You would think down here there would be plenty of people who would want to clean houses. I couldn't even find that.
Yeah.
This was the biggest miscalculation of my life. Really, I thought Larry would be so happy down here because he wanted warm weather. He wanted to be by the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he wanted, I got for him, and he didn't like it. So this was just
well,
a really
because
big miscalculation.
He got sick. Yeah, and he didn't know that he was going to be ill. So
that's true. That's true.
That
so,
changes the,
everything. Mm-hmm. We're going to turn the boat around. Let's put it this way, and it's going to be going in a really positive direction from this point on. And
it's already been, it'll be more in a positive direction because as far as I'm concerned, I've never done anything in my life that's been more positive than being a member of this community. So,
thank you, Mara. We love you too. And we are I'm so glad when you speak up. And you know what? Every week I look through the people online because I can bring up all the names and see who's here.
Uh-huh.
And I look to make sure you're here.
Oh, well,
because if you're not, I'm going to find out why not. So I check on you more than you know.
All right. Well, thank you very much for everything. God bless
you. You're welcome. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're getting just about time where we need to move into our blessing now, and I hope that I can stand and do all the gestures that go along with the blessing. But we have all of our lines clear. Nobody else is in the queue. So let's get started. What you need to do is just relax. That's it. If you're in a chair, lean back. If you're on the bed, just stretch out. And don't have any body parts crossed, but other than that, just get yourself into the state of a quiet mind. This is not something your mind will understand or can even grasp and much less not figure out, because
the power, the intelligence, and the capability of the Holy Spirit exceeds each and every one of us to figure out, understand, and grasp the potential. And yet it pours through us and it activates everything in us that is ready to respond. So making yourself available to respond is the most important thing you can do. It starts with relaxing. It moves into some deep breaths, progressing into a prayer that you will say after I have said my prayer to Yeshua. Why your prayer? Well, because prayer works. That's why. And also, we have been told, ask and you shall receive. Prayer is a handshake with God. And it doesn't matter what you say, because He knows all of your needs already. What's important is the handshake, the touching, the connecting. And I know Mara, she it was just so sweet the way she just said when she cuddles into bed at night, she thanks God for all of her blessings. And I was thinking, you know what, I was thinking, there's no father that could be happier with a daughter. I was just thinking how sweet it must all be. As God listens to all of our prayers and feels our presence and our connection, how incredibly wonderful it must be. So just allow yourself to go into prayer, and prayer could just be, I love you. I seek your love in every way. Whatever feels right to you. And you will continue your prayer during the blessing. Then after the blessing, you will just be quiet and rest for at least 7 minutes longer to finish receiving. You need to become a blank slate at that point, where you're just open to whatever the Holy Spirit can bring. And let us begin now. Take a deep breath and let it go. And another, and release it. And another, and release it. Continue as I say my prayer to Yeshua. Our brother, our beloved Son of God, who came into this world to travel with us and be with us as we experience life, so that your compassion could be expanded and enhanced. And you suffered that you may know our suffering. You walked on the dusty roads that you may know how we travel. You slept on bare ground so that you know how we sleep when it's on bare ground. You ate flatbread and perhaps not much of it, but you multiplied it for the people. You multiplied bread and fish and continue from that day forward, multiplying all the blessings of life for us. We come as individuals and as a community today to ask your blessings for those things that are in our heart, those people we love, those situations that are attracting our attention as something that really does need help, and yet it's bigger than we are. And so we ask that you be the help that it needs. We surrender into our humble condition of being human, and yet knowing that as children of God, our prayers are heard. And we enter into the union with you, the Holy Spirit, and our Heavenly Father, with all the divine grace to receive blessings not just for ourselves, but for everyone else, that we may be a conduit for your blessings, the blessings of the Holy Spirit and our Heavenly Father, into our whole, entire human community. Let the blessings pour out. Let them multiply as you multiplied the fish, as you multiplied the bread. Let the blessings you give us multiply into the world. And we surrender ourselves and our personal identity to be bigger than we are, that this may happen. In your beloved name, we ask this with all our heart. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me? And let us begin. your blessing has been given. Amen. Amen and amen. Now go and rest and allow yourself the peace of continuing to receive. Allow the Holy Spirit to write upon your soul, your body, your heart, all the possibilities that exist for you. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you again next week. And I will be with you, even though I will not be running the board. Okay, bye-bye for now. Much love.